From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, why the network evening news broadcasts are still profitable. But first to Iran, where the seals of a nuclear facility have been broken. Observers from the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, and that's a UN watchdog group, they looked on as the seals were removed, and that allows Iran to move forward with uranium conversion. That may bring Iran one step closer to developing a nuclear bomb. Kenneth Pollack is the author of The Persian Puzzle, The Conflict Between Iran and America. He's also a scholar at the Brookings Institution in Washington. I spoke with him earlier about today's developments.
The Iranian program agreed voluntarily to shut itself down in the context of the negotiations with the EU3, Germany, France, and Britain. The Iranians are not prohibited from doing what they're doing. It's one of the problems that we have with the Non-Proliferation Treaty is that it does allow any country to develop all of the capabilities to build a bomb right up into the point where they actually put all the pieces together. So the Iranians are perfectly within their rights to ask the IAEA to remove the seals and to allow them to go ahead and to continue their reprocessing work.
And they say that this is peaceful work, that it's for developing energy.
Right. That is the Iranian claim. There are a lot of different problems with the Iranian claims. In particular, right now you have a European deal that was put on the table which would have allowed the Iranians to peacefully produce nuclear energy under international safeguards and in a way that would make it very difficult for the Iranians to use the spent fuel and to use the technology to build nuclear weapons. The Iranians have rejected that deal.
And the IAEA has the authority to recommend Iran to the UN Security Council for possible sanctions. Will that happen, do you think?
I don't know that the IAEA necessarily will. It's very complicated as to exactly what the Iranians have done. They have certainly lied to the IAEA and the international community. They have certainly misled the IAEA and the international community. But as the Iranians repeatedly point out, nothing that they have done actually contravenes the NPT. So it would be difficult for the IAEA to do so. I think what you might see is you might see the Europeans and the United States choosing to bring Iran's progress toward a nuclear weapon before the UN Security Council or take it to some other venue where sanctions could be considered.
Well, the United States has been deeply skeptical of Iran's claims, and yet the negotiations with Iran have been led by, as you say, Britain, France, and Germany. So where is the United States in these negotiations?
Well, the United States is standing on the sidelines, and I think it's worth giving some credit to the Bush administration. I think by and large, over the last 8-9 months, they've handled things pretty well. President Bush seems to have made a decision in January or February that the diplomatic route was actually the best way to deal with the Iranian nuclear program, saying that the Iranians ought to accept the EU deal, even indicating that the United States would be supportive of the deal. All that is very positive, and I think that that will make it easier for the Europeans and the United States to agree on a next step, which I think is the critical thing that we're looking at.
And that next step would be what?
Well, I think at this point in time, the question is going to be whether the Europeans are ready to at least threaten the Iranians with real sanctions. Right now, the Iranians are basically playing a game of chicken with the Europeans. They've seen the Europeans fold under Iranian pressure time and time again, and they suspect that the Europeans just don't have the stomach for a real fight with the Iranians, that they won't ultimately join the United States. And I think that now is the time for the Europeans to stand up and actually say to the Iranians, look, if you keep pushing us, if you're not willing to accept this good deal that we've put on the table, we really will join the Americans, and that's something you don't want to see happen.
Kenneth Pollack of the Brookings Institution. He's the author of the book, The Persian Puzzle, The Conflict Between Iran and America. And thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.